Now one might ask, one might inquire, why it is that the jewel is chosen as the symbol of the true self and not some other object, some other entity. And we may say that there are various reasons for this. First of all, the obvious one, the jewel is the most precious of all material things, at least traditionally. So it's a worthy, a fitting symbol of the self, the true self, one's own true nature, because that, like the jewel in nature, is infinitely precious. And then the jewel is bright and shining. This is perhaps its most prominent natural characteristic. It's brilliant. Perhaps it's many-faceted. It's some beautiful, transparent colour. It's bright, glittering, shining. And the true self is very much like this. It's even more like that. Because the true self, the depths of our own being, the true self is self-luminous. It's conscious. It's aware. In fact, even to say that it is conscious, that it is aware, is wrong. Is not correct, because it doesn't possess consciousness, it doesn't possess awareness as a quality, something as it were stuck on from outside and which can be removed. The true self, one's own true being, or oneself in the depths of one's being, this true self, this jewel, is consciousness itself. Not it that it possesses consciousness as an attribute, but its very being, its very nature, is pure, clear, transparent consciousness without the distinction, without the dichotomy of subject and object. And another reason why the jewel is chosen, the symbol for the true self, is the jewel cannot be soiled. It cannot be made dirty. It may, conceivably, lie hidden in dust and dirt for ages upon ages. But when the dirt, when the dust is removed, then the jewel shines and sparkles, clean and bright as ever. And it's just the same with our own true nature. It's essentially pure. It may be hidden for ages, hidden for the greater part of our lives. Maybe hidden by passions of various kinds, maybe hidden by ignorance, maybe hidden by anger, maybe hidden by egotism, and so on. But once it comes to light, once all those defilements are removed, then it shines forth in its original splendour. Really, it has not been defiled at all.